This is URN.
The Culture Show Breakdown.
Is food culture making room for female chefs? Now, I must say, when I think of the profession of a chef, I've got to think of Gordon Ramsay, Hugh Fearnley Whittingstall, Raymond Blanc, Jamie Oliver.
Yes.
It's a very male-dominated society. Can anyone here name a female chef?
Well, there's Nigella Lawson, there's Delia Smith, and there's Mary Berry. I'm trying to think of any more, but they're the main three I can think of.
No, otherwise, that's what I come up with. Nelly, is that what you come up with as well?
Yeah, same.
But frankly, they're cooks. Do you not think they're a cook?
What do you mean?
A chef is obviously a profession. You work in a kitchen.
Oh, I see what you mean. They're not the kind of macho image.
They're not like Gordon Ramsay's Hell's Kitchen type, where they're in the white, they've got the hat on, like if you've watched Ratatouille, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
They're more sort of cooks. And is it right that women who, I mean, this article was quite one-sided. It said that women's place from history had been, their place had been in the kitchen. I know, that's what nice. I thought. Since about the 19th, 18th century.
So they should all be cooks,
And one of the woman's argument was, well, why would you be a professional chef when you do all the cooking anyway? So, I don't know, it's an odd one. In the US, only 20% of chefs are women. Mm. And in an age where gender equality, I'd like to think, has improved since the 19th, early Victorian era, which it certainly has in many areas, it seems that in the area of professional cooking, it hasn't balanced out. Or either it's just too male-dominated. What, I mean, is there anything that women can do?
I was going to say, we've got to ask Nelly.
Yeah, Nelly, do you enjoy your cooking?
I'll be honest, I don't actually cook very much, but when I do, I enjoy it. But on your point about saying that people, when you said that they shouldn't be chefs because they cook anyway, that's a weird argument because I think
the article there, not my own personal
of course
view,
but yeah. I mean, that's all about turning a hobby into a career, so obviously lots of people would love to do something that they do anyway as their job and get paid for it. So I think that's a strange point that they put into the article. And I think with things like Bake Off and also on Instagram, everyone's posting pictures of their meals and they try and make it look amazing and look like they are chefs in their home. And so I do think that with technology these days, it is becoming a bigger career.
And also in some ways that you're right in thinking, are they seen as cooks rather than just like bakers or chefs? That's the other thing you've got to think about, because a lot of people just recreationally just bake things, don't they? Like it is seen kind of more female-y, predominated, and it's but now you see a lot of guys coming out and saying they're baking and they like to bake cakes and stuff like that, and souffles or whatever.
I mean, who doesn't like to bake cakes?
Yeah, exactly. So it's but I think it is literally just the sort of archaic kind of theme that's just continued throughout. But it is such a surprise that it is 20%.
Only 20% in the USA. I mean, that is frankly shocking. It's shocking, the fact that, I mean, I don't know about anyone else, but if I went home, I'd much prefer to have my mother's cooking than my father's cooking. And I know they're listening. I'm sorry, Dad, but
I agree with that.
Wouldn't you agree? It's like, whenever you said, oh, you're going home, and he was like, yeah, you're going home for your mother's cooking, they always say your mother's cooking. They never say your father's cooking, partly because my father never cooks. And yet, here we are in a professional sense. It's always male. It seems to be predominantly dominated. It's a male-dominated career, which is bizarre.
But this situation that we're in, it translates to lots of other industries, doesn't it? It seems to be like the top jobs in many different industries are, anyway, even if they're kind of seen as more of a female kind of vocation, are still dominated by men. It is ridiculous. It's not only seen in chefs, but it's kind of just, you just bang on about patriarchy, but it kind of still is. It's still resonating from old ideals, in a way, of men having the top jobs, kind of thing, I'd say.
In our culture, of course.
Getting back to the culture.
But, I mean, the I don't know, the fact that women can't be seen to be chefs because they already do it and it's like a hobby for them is wrong. If they want to be, I don't think as a society we should be condoning women who want to go into who want to go into the cooking profession.
It'd be interesting to see figures from other countries. So is it the same in Scandinavia, the same in Central Europe, same in Eastern Europe?
I mean, UK's I've actually looked up UK's well, I looked up before I went in. UK's is only slightly higher. It's only 33%. But that's because I think we have just, there are only, when you think about it, chefs in UK, only really well-known Michelin stars. You think Jamie Oliver, and you think Gordon Ramsay, although he's more USA. And yes, you've got Nigella, who is a very, but she's not, I've never seen her as a chef.
No, that's a good point, because she really plays on the fact she's a woman, isn't it? That's how, like,
she
her
cooks
selling
at home point. And she all her, you watch, and I must say I like watching her videos of, you know, when you try and follow those cooking videos on YouTube to try and recreate what they've made, it never works. I don't think it's ever worked.
And the really funny other thing about hers is that her recipes are the most unhealthy thing you could ever eat. Like, the amount of fat she puts in, so it's like, oh, we're going to put some goose fat in, and then some just lard, and then some more fat. It's just, like, ridiculous.
A pinch of salt, the entire sea of, like, the entire North Sea could, like, goes into it.
But, you know, you don't see her running a restaurant, do you?
No, you don't see her running a restaurant.
That's not her selling. But, you know, Ramsay, he's like, apparently he knows everything. You know,
and Jamie Oliver's got obviously got a restaurant in Nottingham.
He's got an Nottingham as well.
There's Nigella's. I mean, there are, I will say, there are the two fat ladies.
Oh, yeah,
there's that, but they've obviously died. Again, they wrote a cookbook, and then they've just continued on. So it still is this sense of, they're doing it from home. They're sort of writing it from home. They're writing their own recipes from home. And it's sort of that very much sort of, women have.
Well, I think that's probably it. It's that it's kind of this image that, you know, cooking for a female should be motherly. It should be kind
of. Yes, there is that.
It should be a mumsy thing to do. So it should be homey. It should be comforting. Or for a man, it should be macho. It should be running things. It should be in charge. So I think that must be where, like, in Western viewpoint, that where the whole thing stems from.
Denmark's response to low birth rates. Oh, Joe's sums up what we're about to. So, Denmark's response, it's a great response, I absolutely love it, I might watch it again. They've got a low birth rate in Denmark, and it's actually surprising that you would. You'd think Denmark would be quite sort of, like, I want to say prosperous in that sort of field. But no, so what they've done is Do It For Mum is an advert that you can find online. Type it in on YouTube or Google, and type in "Do It For Mum," and it's basically an advert detailing grandmothers can book an active holiday for their child and their partner to go away in an attempt to get a grandchild. And the film, I mean, the advert starts with the grandmother leafing through the picture book of all the, when you were there. It was like, you were there when they walked, you were there when they rode a bike, and you were there when they graduated and got married and things like that. And then he gets to the son, and there's just blank pages after that. And it's like activities, apparently, such as tennis and golf and swimming and going to the gym will increase one's attraction towards one's other partner. I'm trying to be as PC as
libido.
Right. As a weekend away, as a sort of, they're calling it a sexy holiday, or another way of putting it is a dirty weekend away. I really wouldn't trust my. And it was just, it goes on. You can imagine the way, listeners, it goes on, and it gets more amusing as it goes on. Would you trust your grandmother to pick the right location?
Free holiday for
free
whatever
holiday.
Reason.
Well, we don't know if it was a free holiday. That's true.
Grandma's going to pay for a free holiday, you know.
Yeah, if she's that desperate. Nelly, not to put you on the spot here, but you are from Denmark, I believe.
Yes, my mum's from Denmark.
Your mum's from Denmark.
Yeah, when I watched it, I did find it quite funny because it does seem like a very Danish thing in a weird way. Not that they're like that, obviously, like, openly, but they are quite like an open country. Like, they they're not shy to talk about things.
They're quite,
like,
it's relaxed, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
That's certainly what it
and
is.
And they're like a very happy society. Like, they don't judge people. Mm. Like, there's a
tell
whole.
They're happy, yeah.
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 But there's like this whole. There's something in Danish called Jantelum, which basically means, you know, I'm not superior to anyone else. So, in a way, like, you're not bragging mm. about anything. I don't know. So, they are quite open about everything, really. So, mm. I think. But this is where. It's actually not grandmothers. I think it was grandmothers to be. Like, they want to be grandmothers. So it's the parents. They send their children off on these holidays. Mm. But I'd never heard of anything like this before. But,
okay.
Well, so, you know, this isn't common or anything like that.
So it's not it's, common, but you're not surprised either.
Yeah. Like, mm. I'm not surprised that they put an advert up like that because I've heard of ridiculous TV shows coming from there before.
But is there a birth rate problem? In do you think there is
well,
a birth rate
I didn't
problem?
Know there was, but I can see that there'd be an ageing population because where my... Well, my grandparents are from a very small town. So mm. I, whenever I go, I don't see any young people... But that's because it's the countryside and...
It's OAPville.
Yeah. yeah. But in Copenhagen, I think it's quite a young city. So mm. I think it just depends where in Denmark you go.
I don't know whether I could argue dance is as important as maths.
But take it away from the academic sense. Think about what it gives you, what it gave you. Think about what maths gives you. It's two completely different spheres.
But it's only doubt if for... Let's say education. Let's say the whole point of education, some people would say, is to, you know, give people opportunities to make a living, get a job, and go out in the world mm. and make something of themselves. I'd say having, you know, mathematical skills, numeracy, is slightly more appropriate for tackling, you know, the problems in our society or the, you know, hurdles you have to go over to get a job or whatever, make something of your life, than, you know, being able to ballet or to be able to was a capoeira yeah.
yeah
even though that could teach you martial arts
that
as
could
well.
Teach
so
you martial
in defense
arts, yeah.
that could be quite useful and then but
there's
otherwise
also, like the history of dance as well. I mean there's so many different types of forms and there's like politics behind it, religion behind it.
Exactly.
I think that's also something that should be learned
yeah.
as well as dancing, like the history behind the types of dance.
It's certainly like interesting, but it's just about could you, you know, tap your, you know, what's called tap dance your way into a job, or could you?
You could if you wanted to go into the stage.
Yeah, true.
So acting. But... I'm gonna beat you here. Acting,
okay, here we go.
Film.
Yeah.
Army.
Army?
Yeah, army. What? Army.
Tap
yeah.
dancing for the
yeah.
army?
Yeah.
What's that?
Entertainment.
To have a good stamina.
Entertainment,
oh, good
stamina,
stamina,
fitness.
Stamina.
Well done.
There
Thank you,
go.
Nelly. I know you're on my side. That's good. This is URN. The Culture Show Breakdown.